It is almost four decades ago to the day that I and millions of others in Britain cast my vote in favour of our membership of the European Communities. And like millions of others, I believed then I was voting for an economic community that would bring significant economic benefits to Britain, but without undermining our national sovereignty. I don't remember anybody saying anything about ever closer union or a single currency. But Mr. Speaker, the institution that the clear majority of the British people voted to join has changed almost beyond recognition in the decades since then. I will.
I must say there must have been some strange juxtapositions in the campaign held in the 1970s in which I took a very active part. Most of the debates I took part in were about the pooling of sovereignty and the direct applicability of European legislation without parliamentary intervention, which was a very controversial subject, and otherwise the ever closer union was in the treaty to which we were acceding.
Well, Mr. Speaker, call me negligent, but as an 18-year-old voter in that election, I didn't actually read the treaty before I cast my vote.